The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The advice and opinions expressed by the host of Autism Live and her guests are meant solely as suggestion and should not be in any way construed as child-specific advice. The Center for Autism and Related Disorders advises working with a board-certified behavior analyst who has experience with autism before starting any intensive behavioral intervention. Any choices you make in determining your child's treatment are completely at your own discretion.
Good morning and welcome to this very special edition of Autism Live. With me, I'm Shannon Penrod, and with me right now is Dr. Doreen Grandpichet. Good morning, Dr. Grandpichet.
Good morning, Shannon.
As you guys know, if you've been watching this month, we are featuring different people and saying thank you to them throughout this month. We started out by saying thank you to a bunch of card stars that were nominated by their staff and their families, but we also have been acknowledging, like I would call them the card superstars, the people who have been working side by side with Dr. Grandpichet for more than 20 years. Dr. Grandpichet, as you know, has been working in this field for more than 40 years, which is just craziness. Stop, get out, it can't be. look at her face, it can't possibly be, and yet it is. See, this is the reward for doing good work, is that you get to look young forever. We're so excited. I get so emotional, and I got to make sure I got something. I got to reach for things here because I get so emotional in these. And the group that we have today, this is our last card superstars. And it's like, man, they didn't spare them to the end, did they? Because we've got some real incredible people that are with us, people that I know that both of us love, Dr. Grandpichet. So I just want to say, you know, how amazing it is for all of us, Dr. Grandpichet, to hear all of you talking about the stories of having been in the trenches for 20 years and to know how hard you guys have worked and how much you have cared about so many of us. I said earlier, it's like knowing how many people's arms we've been in, and it lifts me up. It gives me hope. For you, it's a little different. It's like a walk down memory lane, isn't it?
It is, and it is. So first of all, hello everyone, and thank you, Shannon. You're always so kind.
ever let you talk.
No, not at all. That's great. You just embarrass me with all the amazing things you say about me. You're too kind to me. It is a wonderful journey down memory lane for sure. And it's also very emotional. On the one hand, it's very touching because I love these people. I miss them. It's wonderful to see them. And to just, you know, when we all get together, it's always a lot of fun because we do have a lot of memories from the 90s and so on. But at the same time, you know, we're all in different parts of the world, and I don't really get to see these folks that often. If I'm lucky, I'll see them maybe once a year or so. And still, I'm very grateful to know them, have them in my life. And I'm very, very grateful that they are still at CARD. Truthfully, I'm very grateful that they're in the field because, wherever they may go, they are individuals who are going to be very, very helpful, and they're extremely talented. They're going to help a lot of families. So I'm really thrilled that we can do this and honor them. Of course, as you know, and some of them don't really like it too much, but we call them CART seniors. They're called seniors. And I've been thinking maybe we should change that to something like legacies or something like that, right?
Because, as I'm moving into the being qualified as a senior in the way that people don't like it, I want to say it's not that bad. Let's not take it as an insult. It means you've been around a long time. You learned a lot. I'm getting defensive about it. But I think, yes, they're still young people and they're like seniors. That doesn't really ring true. But what it means to me, I just picture all the lives they've changed, mine included, and how they've made so many lives richer and better and given people opportunities to be able to fulfill their dreams. And I mean, on both sides of the equation, I know so many young people that who were able to reach the highest goal that they could on the autism spectrum. They have jobs, they have significant relationships. Some of them have children. They've gone, you know, around the world. They've, you know, all the things that we all consider successful, right? And are happy individuals in their life and are able to fully communicate their needs to their spouses and to their children, which is how much better does that get? But on the other side of the equation, we've been watching so many of these young people tell their stories about why they came to CARD. When I think about these seniors, I think about how many thousands of people that they have trained with what they know to carry the legacy forward.
That's
and fulfill their dreams to have a career where they're getting to make a difference. So these people are really incredible, but let's not forget that it all sprung from you, that you created the center.
Honestly, I don't know how I was so lucky, blessed. I'm very grateful for that. And, you know, as we bring on our first guest, Renat, I want to say that you and I have already interviewed a couple of other seniors who've spoken about this amazing program that that we started. And this is why, Shannon, and I'm such a strong believer of kind of the universe, you know, takes you where you're meant to be. And of course, it was because of a particular family that we've spoken about before, who were kind enough to start up with CARD, a program at UC Irvine. And this was a course that allowed some of our, that where we were able to pull some of the most talented people we've ever had at CARD from that particular course sequence or program. And Renat Madelon is one of those incredible individuals. And she has brought with her a lot of very specific talents that we've learned about as well. We've learned a lot from her. You and I were speaking the other day with Sue Cho, and she was telling us about some of the stuff she's done. And we also spoke with Carolyn, who was another one who really contributed a lot to kind of kids who are nonverbal and need some more assistance. Renat also has been someone who has taught the rest of us a lot in regards to communicating with nonvocal individuals, and just has helped us improve our the quality of care at CARD in so many different ways. So I'm very excited that we're starting with Renat today.
Yeah, she's, you know, when we talk about rock stars, heavy hitters, people who are well respected and just continue to define CARDitude and excellence, boy, Renat's at the top of the list. So let's get her in here. There she is. Hey. Renat, welcome to our show. We, you know, I think Renat was so worried that we were going to ask her, I don't know, questions like she was sitting for the boards again. But Renat, really, all you're here for is for us to say thank you and how much we love you. And I want to say on behalf of all the families that you have helped at CARD, and all of the wonderful people that you have trained to go in to be with those families. Thank you so much. Your work has meant so much and continues. We're always talking about this. I'm always talking about it as if you guys are retiring. You guys are working in the field. As soon as you're done with this, you're going right back to work. It's not like you're going any, but we do need to acknowledge what you've been doing for a lot of years, right, Dr. Grampiche?
Absolutely. That's right. And of course, I want Renat to tell us sort of her journey and in ABA. So starting from the very beginning, and if I'm not wrong, when would it be? It would be like 94, 5? Am I right?
95. My journey started, like you said, UCI, you know, a flyer for a family looking to do 40 hours intensive ABA for two-year-olds. And I went and I saw Kathy Thompson run a session and I was sold for life. Like it just sealed what I was going to be doing. And then training and working on families, it just kind of snowballs to more families in that area. This was, you know, years before BCBAs and years before all these other things that we now take for granted as part of being a behavior analyst. I remember in one CALABA meeting, Doreen said, "Hey guys, we got to look at this BCBA stuff. It's going to come up in a couple years." And sure enough, a couple of years later, this whole world erupted into all kinds of new things and just continued. I mean, it started with a few families and it expanded. And then I think I got one of my first kids ever was pretty non-vocal. And I was just determined to figure out his world and his language and build those bridges. And I think that's just never stopped. I love those challenges of how do I meld our worlds, because those kids are smart and they have a lot to say and we got to meet in the middle.
That's so Amen. Well said. So well said, honestly. And I think it's interesting, Renat, because for Shannon and I, it's we've had the, like, it just turned out this month we're doing this with you guys and we're also interviewing a lot of BTs and like first or second year BCBAs who are kind of nominated by others, the stars. And it's such a, as Shannon said, it's such an incredible experience because I think the things, what you just said, it we see kind of the beginning of that with these younger folks, right? Which is they're all just, and I feel I was the same way. I was like, I remember my first child and I was always just trying to find out, like figure out, what was it about? How could I communicate? How could I get through better? What could I do to somehow make life a little bit easier for this individual? And then, you know, 30 years later or 20 somewhat years later, in your case, 25 years later, it's like you're still doing the same thing, right? Every new child you meet, you're still thinking, what is it? Is it biological? Is it sleep? Is it they can't hear me? They can't. I mean, I remember you and I have worked together on kids where it took us a long time to figure out that the child absolutely is not understanding any spoken language at all. Right. And instead, we have to give them some sort of visual communication. Absolutely. And you were, I guess you started out in Irvine and you were in the Irvine, California card office for how long?
I was in Irvine and then Irvine became San Juan Capistrano and then San Juan Capistrano. Then I transitioned to Virginia Alexandria and then Virginia offices have kind of opened up more and more. So like a spider, I have my hands in a lot of different places and now I'm in Florida and I still have my hands in lots of places.
Well, yeah, that's so exciting for our families that are in Florida to know that you're there. Here's my question, Renat. You said that you watched Kathy Thompson run one session with a kiddo and you were sold for life. What was it that you saw in that session that you went, I want to do that?
I think just that we could reach that child. We could adapt our interaction, be their world for those few seconds and reach them and then build that connection so that we can make their worlds make more sense. It was just, I mean, I just knew it. It just was like, this is it, you know? So, and it just hasn't changed. I think like Doreen was saying, I feel like now when I see a child, I have a bigger toolbox. I have more things to pull from. I know what's going to work, what's not going to work, but I still have to be flexible to them. They're all different.
Well, you know, we talk all the time on Autism Live about ABA and the difference between ABA and really good quality ABA. And I hope people who aren't sure what the difference is hear this today, because what you're describing is one of the hallmarks of good quality ABA, that wanting to communicate with the child, wanting to meet them where they are. Not enough people talk about that. That's what good quality ABA is. And I just, I want to thank you for saying that and for living that and working that, because I personally know how much difference that makes to an individual and to their family. It's a beautiful thing, Dr. Graham Pichet.
It truly is. And I want to thank you too, Renat, because honestly, it is so easy these days for providers to be compliant with all the crazy regulations, and not just regulations, but the obstacles, just to kind of, you know, give in to all the obstacles that are placed ahead of us by payers, by states, et cetera. And you are one who, you know, you've always done what's right for the child and the family. And you've always fought for them. And no matter how much you, it doesn't matter who you're annoying by fighting for them, you've continued to fight for their families and for the kids. And I just love that about you. And I think, and I admire it. And I just want to thank you. There is no way you can tell the number of people who have been affected by the integrity that you show when you treat these families and children, because it trickles, right? It's not just the child, it's all of their spouses, their siblings, their cousins, you name it. And mm-hmm. you are changing all of that. So I want to thank you and just say, you know, more power to you, and I hope you never retire. Because the world needs you, and it's been an honor and a pleasure, and truly I have enjoyed working with you and learning from you over the years, and I hope we'll still have many more years of that.
I hope so too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Renat.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your day.
Bye-bye.
Oh, Dr. Graham, you know what? This is just so humbling for me as a parent, because, you know, these people are incredible, and to know how many families they've helped, it just, it fills my heart, but it's just humbling. I'm so grateful for them. And our next guest.
It just like, it gives me goosebumps just kind of like seeing these folks, because each of them is such a gem. You know, just such a diamond, and they are incredible people, incredible people.
Absolutely. And our next guest is that on steroids. She's one of my favorite people on the planet, not just at CARD, and that's saying something, because she's a remarkable person and somebody that I run to often in life, because she's just a level of sanity and peace and giving that I think is unique in the world. The amount that she has helped our family and so many other, like you said, it's like impossible to measure how big that is. It's, you know, bigger than the universe, maybe. I know she's a favorite of yours. Evelyn Kung is in the wait, you know, in the wings, waiting to be brought out. Anything you want to say before she comes in, Dr. Graham Pichet?
Oh my God. Okay,
I know.
This is what I'm going to go on for a little while here. So Ev is my partner in crime. Ev and I have worked side by side from the very, very beginning. And Evelyn, of course, is our clinical director at CARD. But, you know, to me, there are so many things that I have learned from Ev, both on a personal level and on a professional level. And there are thousands of memories that we have together, whether it is, you know, all the way back to the first child where I had, it was a child that I started supervising the case, obviously, and then hired Evelyn to be a therapist on the case, and she'll remember Amanda very well, I'm sure. And whether it's that or it's the two of us sitting and studying for the board certification exam together, or it's yesterday when we were talking about how we can increase diagnosing people, children who are waiting to be diagnosed. So, you know, Eva's, as I said, she's my closest colleague and partner at CARD, and I am so blessed to have had her by my side all these years. Now, aside from being my closest colleague, she's also one of my closest friends. And of course, you know, there are, when I go back, Shannon, and I open like Nikki's book of memories of her shower before my oldest was born, of course, it's all in Evelyn's handwriting. So, you know, bring her on, my dear, dear friend, Eb. She's not going to be loving all this.
Not fair.
Well, that's, can I just be honest? That's why I said, do you want to say something before we bring her in? Because I knew you wouldn't let her just go on like that, because that's also who you are, is that you're all about doing the work, being kind, being empathetic, being compassionate, being there for everyone, but not taking any of the credit. So, And I love that about you, but every once in a while, you got to take some of the love back, because you have meant so much to so many people, both, you know, on both sides of the equation, the families and the kiddos. I personally know that you have kiddos from a long time ago who still are in contact with you and call you. And I keep saying to her, Dr. Grandpuchet, when are you going to write the book about the things that you say to them when they're adults, because she needs to. Thank you very much. But anyway, Dr. Grandpuchet, I'm going to let you talk to her.
Honestly, I don't know if you even know this. Like, there's not a single person who would speak about you and not say, oh my God, I love it. And that's, whether that is, you know, a parent of a child from, as Shannon said, from like 30 years ago, or it's a new therapist who's working with you. I mean, every single person, and you're right, Shannon, a lot of that has to do with just how amazingly accepting you are of everyone, non-judgmental, kind, giving of yourself. I mean, Shannon, for like, you know, 25 years, it's Christmas time and Ev will drive all the way over here and bring you fresh made baked goods and stuff like this. You know, it's like it's in every possible way you can think of. The other day we were at the office and something happened, and she doesn't say anything to protect or defend herself. I do. I get protective, right? So I'm like saying, you know, so-and-so, what they did was not okay, and I don't like that. And they should be giving you more respect and all this. And she's like, don't worry about it. I learned a long time ago when not to get bothered by stuff, you know? And I'm like, how do you do that? It's incredible.
Well, the two of you together are an amazing team. And I know you guys continue to work together for the greater good of so many families. It has been so joyous for me over the years when you guys are available, and you've made yourselves available at this time, like you can't be available to everyone. That's just the reality of it, right? But it's just such a joy and a treat, I know, when a family is going to get to have you guys on their case. I feel like I said this to a family, congratulations, you just won the lottery. You just won the lottery, because there are no two better people ever to have eyes on a case of a kiddo. And, you know, that's amazing. But also what I've always said about both of you behind your backs is that it isn't enough just that you can do it. You have spent the last years training other people to do what you know how to do. And I have so much respect for that, because I think there are many people who can do, but a lot of those people can't teach. And I have definitely benefited from the people that you guys have taught. I feel like I have been taught by you, but also the therapists and the people who helped our son came from you guys. So I just, you know, you are the dynamic duo. I know this is about Ev, and I didn't, you know, but it's part of it is what you guys do together. But Evelyn, honestly, when I think of all the things that you have done for my family personally and for other families that I personally am aware of, it's, I could just weep. There aren't enough, as Oprah says, there aren't enough shoes to thank you. You know, yeah, it's amazing. I hope you feel it. I hope you feel it, Ev.
Well, thank you. You know, it's so kind. And the thing is, it's what we do, Doreen, right?
Yeah. It is. But you know what, Ev, it's funny because I feel like I've just joined you recently. Because I was very, very busy for, you know, 25 plus 30 years, just kind of like building card as much as I could and focusing on, like, you know, how many more sites, how many more patients, how can we help international sites, this, that, and the other thing. And you have just been the person who is, it's unbelievable how you help individuals. You're like, okay, so this person from, you know, 25 years ago reached out, by the way, Doreen, remember them? I'm like, yeah. And it's like, so, you know, they're having some issue. I'm going to drive down 3.5 hours to San Diego and just chat with them for the day and see how I can. That is an incredible thing. And I feel like I'm just now starting to do that. And a lot of that is because you know, all the other nonsense that I had to deal with, all the operations that is now finally going away. And now I really get to enjoy that sort of side that you have had for 30 years. And that is incredible what you have accomplished. And Shannon and I are never going to stop talking about you. So we're never going to let you actually say two words. But I do want the viewers to hear kind of your journey. Because, you know, I mean, we did meet on one case, but I mean, you have done so much over the course of the last 30 or so years. So tell us a little bit.
I have to say that meeting you was amazing. You know, I was
a trip.
I mean, it's kind of crazy to think about, you know, like people wonder, like, how did you get into this? And I literally, like, you know, I graduated from college not knowing that I wasn't going to do what my major was. Yeah. Just like,
which was biology, Shannon.
Yeah, wow. I was a biochem major, yeah. Which is totally not my brain, but has been useful for all the biomedical stuff. It's really useful. But, you know, I went overseas. I taught English for a couple of years and I came back and I said, let's see what I'm going to do. I need to do something. And I like literally picked up this name off of a wall and ended up in Ivar's clinic.
Yeah.
And I didn't know who he was. Like, you know, everybody was laughing when, like, I just, you know, he's just some grumpy old professor, you know? And my friend, it wasn't until I went to dinner with one of my friends from college and they were like, who are you working for and what are you doing? And then it was basically, I was there for 6 months and then they were like, you should keep doing this. There's this woman, you should meet her. And they gave me your name and then I called you and you were so funny because you were like, okay, here's an address, meet me at this address. And I walk in and you're holding a clinic, which is a meeting, you know, for all the kids and the parents and therapists. And I didn't know which one you were.
Yeah, like, oh my God.
And you know, you walked up and you're like, okay, you know, hi. And I sat down and you're running a clinic in the middle of the clinic. You looked at me and you said, can you do this? And I was like, what? okay, like, what do you want me to do? Work with this kid? Okay.
And hey, you have 6 months already at UCLA.
I was like, okay. Yeah. And I sat down and I don't even remember what I did with the kid. And then later at the end, you were like, okay, here's my phone number, or you have my phone number. Here's, when can you start? Meet me at this address on this day. And by the way, I'm going to be gone the next 3 weeks.
Yeah. It was kind of like, you just, and you know what, Ev, it's funny you say that, because honestly, you are the one person who knows that nothing has changed. Like, we have been running at high speed since day one, right?
Yeah.
And it's just because it's just such a need out there. And it's incredible that you remember. I hadn't heard kind of your experience of that. So it's good to hear. It's great to hear that. Yeah, but of course, Shannon, as you know, Ev has trained hundreds and, I don't know, thousands probably of people at CARD. And I don't think for a very, very, very long time, I don't think I have seen a patient without Ev. In fact, whenever they schedule someone for me to see, my first question is Ev on the call, or is Ev coming in? Because it's a whole different level, as you said. We've learned to work together very well.
Yeah.
But you said it really well, Shannon. I feel like I get a lot of the credit, but the genius is actually in Ev. It's like Elton John and Bernie Taupin. It's like I'm on the stage, but Ev is actually the one who's writing stuff, you know? And like, a lot of the genius is just with Ev. And it's now, when we see kids afterwards, I'd be like, what do you think? Like, what are your thoughts? And she'll be like, this is what I think. What do you think? And it is, we've really learned to kind of complement each other's styles really, yeah, really well. And yeah. I want to thank you. There's not enough words in this world for me to thank you, Ev. Like, there is no way I could ever say thank you and it would be enough. That's just not enough. You have, because of you, I can't get emotional. I have to do the rest of this show.
I was like, don't do this.
I can't do it. But I just want you to know that because of you, I am who I am. You have been a massive, massive part of my life, both personally and professionally. And I am extremely, eternally grateful that you entered that house, Amanda's house, so many years ago. And that you somehow, I was lucky enough to be able to keep you by my side. And I'm still very, very grateful to you today. Yesterday, I said to Ev, Shannon, I said, hey, listen, we should do this. I'm talking to you about it because there's no way I'm going to do it if you're not in. So I'm asking you're interested first. So
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
I just think that you're the biggest blessing and, you know, just this whole gift that we've been given, you know, to be able to help this population. And
such a gift. It's true.
I mean, I always say that you're like, you're just my family now. Like, that's all it is. You're my family. That's just,
what a great blessing for me to hear that. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
But I want you to every single day, like as Shannon said, feel and bask in that feeling. I know it's an uncomfortable feeling for you, but there are hundreds of people whose lives you've saved. Not just me. There are hundreds of people whose lives you've changed. You know it, but often we don't often sit and think about that. And that, you know, it's such a gift that God has given us to be able to actually do that, and you more than anyone I know. And so I want to thank you. There are many people out there who thank you. So, and send you all my love.
Thank you.
And I second and triple that on behalf of the families and my family. Thank you, Evelyn Kung, for all that you have done and all you continue to do.
Oh, you guys are welcome. You guys are two of my favorite people, you know? Just
feeling is mutual. All right. We're going to say goodbye to you, but we adore you. The story doesn't end here, but thank you for being here and thank you for all that you do.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Take care. Bye-bye. So
it's work with her, you know?
No kidding. So I'm excited for our next guest who's waiting in the wings for us. I got to be honest. It's funny because I saw Kathy and I thought that we were having a different Kathy. And so I'm excited, you know, I would have been excited for that Kathy, but I'm equally excited for this Kathy. So, Dr. Graham Pichet, do you know which Kathy it is?
It's Kathy Thompson, right?
It's Kathy Thompson. I thought it was Kathy Visconde. She should be here, but she kept saying no. So we'll just say, Kathy Visconde, you should have been here. We would have shed some love on you. But Kathy Thompson is here, and that's a really wonderful thing. So, because she's remarkable. And have you noticed there's a through line through a lot of these conversations that people have been talking about Kathy Thompson and how they sparked the light in her? In them, she sparked the light in, yes, you know what I was trying to say. She sparked the light in them. So what would you like to say before we bring her in?
So what, Kathy is unbelievable. What a gift it is, honestly, for a family to have Kathy overseeing their case. You talk about the gold mine. This is the lottery right here. Kathy is the most incredible clinician we have at CART, I would say. Like, she's just unbelievable. She is, and I want to say, so I also, now that I said my story with Ev, I also remember my meeting Kathy. I had just left UCLA. I had just finished. I had my doctorate, and I had just left. And I was just starting to see some patients privately. And there was a family who reached out to me, and I went and started working with their child or supervising their child. And Kathy was one of the two therapists on that case. And right from the get-go, Kathy and I would, look at the child's programming and sit and start problem solving and trying to figure out how else we can communicate. Now, here's the amazing thing, Shannon. If you go back in time, Kathy was my first actual employee at CART. So that's what's incredible, right? And she will remember the days when, so this was even right before Evelyn even, this is what she would remember, when I used to sit in a family's kitchen and write like my personal checks to pay the therapist, which is amazing. And then of course you fast forward to, as you know, so many of the senior people that we interviewed, they came to CART because of Kathy. They saw Kathy. Kathy was their teacher. And to this day, she continues to be an incredible mentor and an unbelievable just clinician and just a wonderful, wonderful human being. And if you, you know, I know Kathy also on a personal level. And of course, I love following her on social media and stuff. And I think she's one of the best people I've met in the world. So I'm really, really happy and thrilled that she agreed to come on our show.
Me too. Let's get her in here so we can thank her in person. There she
is. Wow, Doreen.
I knew that I could. Oh, nice. I had to keep you off the camera so that I could say everything I want to say.
Can I respond? Because when I first met Doreen on that young boy who had just left UCLA as well, he hadn't reached the criterion that they expected to continue treatment. So he hadn't generalized focal limitation. And so they had terminated services. And when I met Doreen, I saw her heart right away, which is what has caused me to stay all these years at CARD. And what I hope I've passed on to other people is just this heart that never gives up on a child, never gives up on a family, always believes we can do something, we can solve this problem, we can figure out how to teach this child. And this child was a difficult child. He didn't learn traditionally. He didn't learn in the ways that most kids did. And so you had to be really creative and think outside the box. And that's what she did, and kind of inspired me to realize no child was unreachable. So that's the legacy of Dorian Graham Pashay and the reason that we're all here. So I just have to pass that on to her.
Thank you. Thank you. But I want to say, Shannon, that, like, you know, and I, thank you, Kathy, and you guys are always so kind and say these things about me. But the truth is, you know, a lot of people don't realize that a lot of the things we do at CARD, and I feel not just at CARD, I feel like we are in some ways blessed that people who have left CARD also took this knowledge and have not kind of disseminated it. So it's way beyond CARD. But a lot of those things that became part of the CARD model were things that you developed, or you and Carolyn. I mean, there was one time, Shannon, we had a retreat, and I'll never forget it. It was such a powerful way that Kathy and Carolyn, who we've also interviewed, taught the rest of us, which was they did this presentation because they had been, Carolyn had been working with a child who was nonverbal, completely nonverbal. And in those days, it was a long time ago, it was in the 90s. And we all had not become part of ABA, or what we used to call behavior modification, to think that with autism, there are some kids who are just not receiving vocal instruction. They can't. And the way you teach them has to be visual. And I remember this presentation they did, which was so powerful, you know, that they just sat across each other and they were going to show us therapy, how we do therapy. And one of them, I think Kathy was the child maybe, and Carolyn was the therapist. And that she started giving instruction, so which would usually be like, do this or put your hand, whatever. And all she said was, blah, blah, and blah, blah, blah. And the point was that the child just cannot understand what we're saying. And I remember after that presentation, it was just a whole different thing. It was like every child I saw, the first thing I thought was, can this child understand what we're trying to get across? Or is there some other modality? Kathy then became, I mean, you... I remember for many years, you were training others at CARD on the PECS program, on all kinds of like iconic communication, and it helped. And Renat being one of your students, and so many people. Kathy actually also, I keep remembering things now, Kathy also single-handedly developed and worked with two of our wonderful parents very early on to produce our very first e-learning, Shannon, which was what we used to train thousands of therapists for many years. Remember those days, Kathy?
Mm-hmm. I do.
And how are things today? And tell us a little bit about your journey.
Oh, gosh. Well, lots of changes, as probably people have talked about already, but just crazy to think back on those days of you coming to houses and writing us checks. And then the little office, I think it was in Reseda. Was that your first office?
Encino, yeah.
Oh, Encino, that's it. Yeah, yeah. And going in there and the curriculum being up on the wall, written. Yeah, I mean, yeah. The craziness of thinking back all those years and then looking at what has been developed and what is present and accessible to supervisors and therapists and families now. It's mind-blowing to think about that, right? Yeah. And the reach of what you've established here all over the world, you know? So I hope you look back on that and are just proud of, and I know a lot of people have contributed to that. I know you're gonna share that, but just that you started it, that you were the impetus of all that. So I hope you look back on that with pride and know that what you started will continue on in the lives of the people that you've been. So.
Yes, thank you. I do. But I mean, you're still actually seeing kids to this day, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah, I'm doing what I love to do. I love working with the kids and the families, and especially the hard kids, the kids that don't make progress. those are the kids I love the most, trying to figure out what, how do we teach them? How do we help them communicate? How do they acquire something that is just hard for them to understand? I love problem solving that and the joy of watching them figure it out and learn it and be able to use it, and the families when they experience that as well. Like, there's nothing like that. So, still doing that and still investing in people too. I love that the college kids that come in and they're hired as therapists and they're not sure what they want to do with their lives. And no matter what they do, speech path, teach, occupational therapist, PT, and really anything, business, what they learn in the field of behavior analysis is going to help them in any of those fields. And so it's just fun to invest in our younger generation too. And so many of them end up going into the field. And so it's fun to watch them start their careers and make a difference in the lives of kids and families. So this is a great job. Very rewarding.
How do people react when you tell them you've actually been doing this for over 30 years? Because you have, right? And it's your 30th year this year, I think, or maybe even more.
I in terms of being hired, in terms of us meeting, it's been 31 years. Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't come up much how long I've been with the company.
No, because nobody would believe it. Look at the two of you. Nobody believes you've been doing anything for 30 years. Come on now. I'm serious. Like honestly, you guys. I think that instead of trying to recruit people, we should just show them your skin. And people will be like, oh, if I work at Card for 30 years, that's what my skin is going to look like later on. I think that's the easier sell, you guys. I didn't mean to interrupt, but honestly, no one would believe that you'd be working anywhere.
It's the joy, though, you know, Shannon. It's such a joyful experience. Kathy just explained it really well. It's that the moment when, when we did clinics, and I know you know this experience too, Shannon, where the child gets something that you've been trying to teach for a while and the entire room cheers, that is the most rewarding experience I think anyone could ever have, right? It's just an amazing experience.
Mm-hmm. That must be a wonderful thing. Yeah. To work that way for 30 years.
Absolutely. And are you still seeing kids in the San Juan Capistrano region?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And still keeping in touch with the kids from way back when. So, well, they're not kids, they're adults now, but fun to kind of keep up on their lives and see what they're doing and talk to their families. So yeah, it's kind of cool that you get to be involved in someone's life for so many years. You know, it's not where you have 1 year and then they're gone. You're with these kids and families for sometimes 12, 13, 14, 15 years. So it's fun to watch them grow up and do the things that you were working towards them being able to do. So that's fun.
Yeah. It's an amazing gift I know from the families that have had you in their lives. And I know we could continue this love fest for a long time, but we have one last guest we have to get to. But on behalf of all the families, Kathy, thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. And make sure you know, Kathy, that, you know, Lisa and Renat and Carolyn and so many people that we have interviewed, they say, I watched Kathy Thompson one time and that was it for me. That was the reason that I came into this field. And look how long they've been in the field. So, you know, your reach is very, very broad. And I feel so lucky to have known you from day one and to have worked with you. And I love that both of our kids are so grown up and in college and they're not retired. Are you a grandmother again, by the way?
No, darn. I know. Waiting for that. Excited for that.
Thank you so much, Kathy. Love you very much.
Love you too, and so blessed. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Okay, we're going to round this final turn with somebody that I know both of us just absolutely adore the ground she walks on. So we just interviewed the first Cardian. If I'm not mistaken, this is the second Cardian ever And she continues to be a pulse of CARD, even now, that she's like home base, that everybody comes back to at some point or other. She is such a delight, so wonderful. Before we bring her in, what would you like to say about the fabulous Nilu?
Nilu, oh my gosh. Of course, Nilu, I officially say Nilu is my sister, right? She is the sister I never had, and she is one of my closest friends as well. So, and we are very, very fortunate that no matter what period of time goes by, because we're both living busy lives, we always get together, and it's like not even a day has gone by, okay? So, and Nilu is the person I always, in my story, when I say my story, I always remember incredible days when she and I used to, she was a student at UCLA, and she had actually contacted me through someone else that I knew. And she and I had said, listen, if you take these courses, which were the LOBOS courses, then I will hire you as a therapist. And I did. And when she started to come work for me, she very quickly realized that I need help, and I was like there 6 a.m. and there until 9 o'clock at night by myself doing everything. And she said, listen, why don't I just come in like 10 hours a week? You can afford this, and I'll help you. And I was like, okay, sure. So she started coming in and took over all the billing. And, so she and I are sitting in the office and we're working on billing together. And we're sitting on the floor having lunch. And she says to me, we have, and in a moment, our audience will see the enthusiasm that is Nilu by definition. It's such a gift. And it's such a gift, Shannon, also because like that joy and energy of Nilu is part of the reason we all kept coming to work, because it was, you get spoiled having such a positive energy person in your life. It's incredible. And she said, we've 25 kids. How many kids do you think we will have? And I was the only supervisor at CARD, obviously, and it hadn't occurred to me that I can train other supervisors. So I said, Neil, I don't think we can ever go over 40. Like, I'm so tired. 40 is probably my max. And of course, today CARD has, 5,000 or 6,000 patients because we just expanded the model. But Nilu is my sister. It's been just such a joy for me to have her in my life in so many ways. Let's bring her on, Shannon.
Yes, let's welcome Nilu. I miss you so much.
Nilu. Hi. You already have me in tears. So love you guys. Oh my goodness. I'm sitting here. I'm like, okay, all my mascara and everything that I put up. So I love you guys. Hello. Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. Shannon, Doreen, it's so good to see you both. And I hope I'm worthy of everything that you said.
Of course. Shannon, do you know what, Nilu is so funny because she's probably the only person who she accomplished a lot when she was doing clinical work. Like there are families. It's really funny, Neil. I don't know if I've told you, but sometimes when I go to Florida or Georgia, people will say to me, oh yeah, we started, and they go all the way back to when you used to travel to Georgia. And that's, I didn't even remember that you used to travel to Georgia, and there were families that you recovered in Georgia, which is incredible.
I know. Albany, Georgia, I used to go. Exactly. It was incredible. I loved those days. That's when I was doing workshops, remember? Oh my goodness.
Yes.
I have a couple of kids that yeah. I know. To those days, it's like it's been everything, every part of it, every aspect of it has been just such an absolute blessing. Such an honor to be a part of. What a journey. What a journey. Seriously.
What a journey it's been. I know. It's crazy. And the funny thing is we look back and we're like, how could that have been 30 years ago? Because it feels like yesterday,
Exactly. It's like it was our youth, but to us, I'm like, all these years, and it's like it was everything. It's as if it was yesterday. All the joy, all the every emotion that I ever felt, you know, it's so live in my heart that I'm like, how could it be so long ago? Because I still feel it with as much intensity as I ever felt it back then, you know.
Absolutely.
I was going back to like our Christmas parties. Do you remember where we would have everything? We would have so much fun having everybody and then just kind of reflecting back on the year. And it's, I don't know, it's like, it's so much joy that I honestly, whenever I think about it, I get so emotional, I start crying, you know? In your office, everybody, Shannon, everybody would just gather around Doreen as soon as she would come in with all of our problems and issues, whether clinical or administrative or anything. And we would all, like, if she would be like sitting there with like a circle around her and everything, discussing everything, just finding solutions to our, as Doreen said, our 25, 30 clients. And to us, that was so huge. And I would be like, Doreen, do you ever think we would get to 100? She would be like, No, it's impossible. And I would be like, there is no way. The two of us would be like, no. And look now.
And it's so much fun. It's been such an incredible journey. And Neil, of course, Nilu is also responsible for having hired most of the people that we've spoken to on these shows, right? She hired them.
You have such good taste, Nilu.
Thank you.
And they will say that too. I mean, it's like, you know, when I have parties and everybody gets to spend time with Nilu, they're all like, oh, I missed you so much. And of course, now she is the person that gets on the phone and helps families figure out their financial status, right? Which is another whole way of blessing people, I think. And it's such
God's
an
work.
It is truly God's work. It is. And I just want to thank you, Neil. You know how much I love you and how grateful I am to have you in my life. And we are so happy that we had this opportunity during April to bring you on and tell you thank you. You've helped change lots and lots and lots of lives.
Oh, my goodness. The honor is all mine. I am grateful to you. I always tell her, Shannon, I don't know what I did to deserve her in my life, but I am so grateful every single day that our paths crossed. And I got, she's part of my life and Cart is part of my life. And I get emotional talking about it, but it's just wonderful. I was blessed that it happened, that I called her one day and I said, what can I do with a psychology bachelor? And she's like, well, you can take classes, as she said. And I did. That's one thing I followed through, Doreen. That I did, thank goodness. And again, honestly, it was all God. I sometimes talk to God and I'm like, it was all you. And then I am so grateful. I'm so grateful for everything, for having you in my life, for having Card in my life, for having all these wonderful families in our lives. Everything has just been one enormous blessing that I really, I mean, words would not, I can't find words to express how grateful I am and for my gratitude, seriously.
And I just want to squeeze in here.
Part of it.
I just want to squeeze in for 1 second and say that, you know, for me, my experience of working at corporate headquarters, so much of what is good and is the best, it has Nilu at the top of the list. Because I'm just going to say it was personally really hard for me when we moved to the office building that we're at because there's an elevator. I had sworn that I was never going to take an elevator above 5 floors, you know, and suddenly, you know, Dr. Grampuchet says, oh, we're going to work on the 18th floor. And I was like, nice knowing you. So I've had to build in all these little reinforcers, but my through line for all of that is that I, you know how some people get synchronized with other people. I thank God that my bladder is synchronized with Nilu. Sorry for putting out there too much information. But we work on separate areas, and I wouldn't get to see her except that for some reason, almost every day, I'm in the female washroom with Nilu, and that little interaction reminds me that Nilu is taking care of business on a level that I can't. And yeah. By the way, just the other day, I'm going to tell on you, Nilo, that, you know, a dad wrote a letter and it was like, oh my gosh, there's an issue. And I felt really bad that there was an issue, but I knew for sure that it was going to get taken care of because I knew I was forwarding it to Nilo. And to see how quickly she took something that this dad was like, what are we going to do? And she made it better and not only fixed it, but made it better. So I know that dad knows he's in the right place. She's just a force to be reckoned with. And I'm so grateful, Nilu, for you in my life. And I want you to know that every interaction I have with you, you just prove that you are amazing. And it just gives me so much faith and hope.
That's right. We love you.
Oh my God, I love you guys. And thank you again. I hope to God I'm worthy of this.
Thank you.
I so appreciate it. I do my best. And all the parents that I speak to, I feel like it's a blessing that they're in our lives, and hopefully it would be a blessing for them that, you know, and it is that we're in their lives, but the problems that come up, if I can solve it for them, it's absolutely my pleasure and my honor, honestly. And this dad, Shannon, I loved him. I called him and I'm like, hi. And he's like, hi. I'm like, how are you? And he goes, well, depends on what you're going to tell me. And I'm like, oh, please, well. And I told him what the resolution was. And he's like, okay, I'm perfectly fine now. And I'm like,
that's good.
Amazing. And that's just one of hundreds of stories that I have like that. But that was just the other day. But we're way past out of time. Traven's going to get the hook. But Nilu, we love you.
It went by so fast. I love you.
Thank you so much.
Love you.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
It's such a pleasure.
It was an honor. And thank you. It's so good to see you both.
Good to see you too. Love.
Take care.
And as we close here, Dr. Graham Pichet, any last thoughts because we're out of time?
Well, I just want to thank you, first of all, Shannon and Traven, for allowing us to do these series of shows where we can honor these incredible legacies, truly, people who have dedicated their lives to helping others. And I think for our viewers, I guess the message is just, you know, there are a lot of people out there who, they live their lives in a way that is, they just want to be good to others. They just want to make a difference. And, we are truly, truly blessed at CARD to have so many of these folks out there. At CARD, and together we are an amazingly powerful source of energy, and I hope healing for a lot of our children and their families. And so thank you, Shannon. It's been a wonderful experience doing this. And, you know, I know these folks will continue to make a huge difference in the world.
The privilege, I assure you, has been all ours. I would sit with you while you read the phone book if that was what you wanted to do, but to meet this level of people and to hear their stories, I know that there's somebody out there that needed to hear that there are good people who care and have been working and continue to work to help them. So thank you for sharing all of them with us.
Thank you.
We have to go right now, but we will be back tomorrow with more Autism Live. Wait till you see who we're saluting next. So until then, give your kiddos a hug from me and one for you too. Bye-bye for now. Thank you, Dr. Graham Pichet.
Thank you, Shannon.